Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
BioAlberta has chosen National Biotechnology Week to release its State of the Industry report. About 120 biotechnology companies in Alberta were surveyed, and the results tabulated by Deloitte Touche. This report shows no one was immune to the global recession. According to BioAlberta President Ryan Radke, job loss was about 10%, and R&D suffered significantly.
Here in Alberta, the investment situation has always been a tough one. Even during good times 2 years ago, we weren't securing necessarily as much investment as the rest of Canada was. I think here in Alberta, we don't see as much venture capital action as we'd like to. Our public companies tend to struggle a little bit on the Toronto Stock Exchange and the venture exchanges. And so we saw a fairly large dip in this area for the 2009 report. Investment capital raised was almost at an all-time low. I think it was just over $100 million, which is okay, but for a technology industry like we have here in Alberta, we should be securing a lot more investment than that.
However, Ryan Radke says Alberta biotechnology companies are already looking forward to a recovery in 2010. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.